Next, we have an ordinance to, an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County by amending Article 3, 62-10 to increase the late charge for beginning construction prior to obtaining a county building permit. Mr. Griffin.
This is a public hearing on the subject just read by Mr. Rogers. Mr. Godwin, you gave a report on this earlier. Would you like to summarize that as to what brought this to council's attention?
Yes, Mr. President, members of council. Earlier this year, we determined that there were a number of homes being built in the county that were built without a building permit from the county. And our $100 late charge didn't seem to correct this behavior. There was one builder in particular in the Milford area that came in late for 50 or so building permits. So he just wrote a check for the $100 each, got the permits once he found out, or once he got caught.
Yeah.
So we didn't feel that the $100 fine, late charge, was enough of a fine to correct the behavior. So what we're proposing is that we change the ordinance so that the late charge is the same as the building permit fee. In other words, if you come in late, the house is already built, and in some cases sold, people are in it, and you decide to buy to pay for your permit, and the permit is $600, $700, your permit will be $700, and your late charge will be $700. And we think that that will create enough of an incentive for builders to pay attention.
At least more of an incentive.
Right, and it'll cause them. We don't see this as being a new cash stream for the county. We see this as correcting behavior. We think that it'll make them pay attention to the rules and follow the rules.
In the situation you just described where the house has actually been built, sold, and settled, you know, the ultimate homeowner discovers by violation notice or whatever that they don't have a building permit, is it necessarily fair to them?
I don't think it'll be them absorbing this cost. It'll be the builder.
So the county would not attach and lien or anything on the homeowner, but they would go after the builder.
Yes, the builder is the one that buys the building permit. Now, if you're acting as the general yourself, then you're the builder. And I'm not certain that there were homes occupied without building permits, but I do know that there were a number of homes built and nearly finished before the building permit was applied for.
Jim, no inspections?
That's what caught it. That's what caught it.
But Jim, you can only go, I think Hal referenced it's going to go to the builder. Many times the builders come in here, the contractors, but the ultimate responsibility goes to the landowner, the property owner, not to the contractor. We can't.
Well, I think in these cases, the landowner is still the builder or the developer. The case we had in Milford, first of all.
Right, but I'm just saying there could be a situation where somebody.
First of all, in the case in Milford, Milford does their own building inspections. So we didn't pick it up there. We picked it up at tax assessment time.
Right.
Okay? So it was late into the progress, into the process, before we caught it. And the point is that at that time, the property is still is owned by the developer or the builder.
Right. Whoever the property owner is gets this. This fine or whatever. Right.
Hal, have you since met with the town of Milford?
No, I have not.
You have not had
no.
the opportunity?
No. What I wanted to do once County Council made a decision on this, I was going to contact Dickie Carmine and sit down with him and go over this and try to find a way for us to maybe signal each other rather than allow this to be a
problem. In the past,
problem.
We have not had cooperation with them. They're aware of it. They do not tell them that they need a county permit. We've tried that before. They are not required. Kent County does not require a building permit in a town.
Would it be proper then to sit down with Milford before we adopt this ordinance?
Well, they're not the only ones. I mean, we're required by law to do assessments for schools, and that's a problem with keeping assessments straight for the Milford School District. You talk to Milford School District and see whose tax records are straighter. The Kent side or the Sussex side, and I think they will tell you that they get the school taxes quicker on the Sussex side, the assessments are more current on the Sussex side, and this is why.
Because we have this paper trail that we can follow. Right?
And when the building permit is not issued, it delays the date when the county picks this up on its assessment.
Sometimes it can be a whole quarter or nearly a half a year before we actually get the property on our tax rolls. And that's a significant consideration as well.
Delaying this is only going to bring the problem out longer.
So
let's see if there's any public comment.
Dublin fines and work zones.
Any member of the public present who would like to be heard regarding this proposal to increase the late fee or charge to equal the amount of the building permit when the construction is commenced without a permit?
I have a question, Mr. Godwin. What does Kent County charge on late fees?
I'm not sure of that. I'm really not sure. I haven't investigated that.
Anyone here from the public who would like to be heard?
Yes.
Yes.
Eddie.
Barker. Can you correct all this misinformation for us?
The other two counties have for some time doubled the permit fees as a violation. We're the only county who continues to charge a minimal amount. Okay. Have had homes that are occupied by new owners who did not have an original building permit for the county. We contact, obviously, the homeowner first. When they indicate to us that it was a contractor or a developer who actually built the house without the permit, then we pursue that developer.
How do we
been successful getting them to come in and pay the...
I guess we can, if they come back for another permit, how do you actually collect it?
How do we collect it?
Yeah, can you...
They don't cooperate.
We send them a certified letter, and we make the homeowner aware right from the beginning that ultimately they are responsible. And if they don't get the contractor or the developer to contact us and get the proper permit, we will be back to talk with them because that's the only recourse we have. They are the homeowner. They are responsible for permits on that property.
So we're giving certificates of occupancy?
Now, these are cases where our building code and in most cases planning and zoning is not involved. It's simply an assessment process. It's very simple when building code is involved or planning and zoning because we have then three different departments out here looking and checking to see what is being built and if it's in compliance.
Just a little confused with respect to the people who have moved into their new home without actually ever having a building permit filed or applied for. They still had to get a
CO. They got a CO from the city of Milford.
Oh, but not from the county.
Not from the county. We wouldn't issue a CO for a house that's built within the town unless we have the zoning jurisdiction or the building code jurisdiction.
That situation wouldn't happen out in the county.
But when they apply for a proper building permit, it triggers a lot of agencies here to look into things. I mean, they don't.
And the problem we have is that...
Unlikely to happen in the county.
Right.
It's unlikely, but it does happen. My primary concern, obviously, is with assessments. We have quarterly billing that we do, and time is of the essence, getting things on the assessment roll so that proper bills can go out. And each quarter that we delay getting it on the rolls is, in essence, a tax break for that property owner. And that's our job, is to pick
these things up. A lot of out-of-state home buyers do not know who is responsible. And what we have to do is tell them to look at your contract, and your contract will state who is responsible for permits. And some will say that the builder is responsible, and then others will it'll be void who is. And if it does not say that the contractor is, then the homeowner is. And
ultimately,
we have to
deal with whoever owns the property.
Yeah, it always goes back to the property.
It always goes back to the property owner. But we try, if we know that it was a builder, to pursue that builder, and we've been successful so far with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, it may be a delay of 6-9 months or a year. I mean, people could be living in. We've actually had homes transfer twice without a proper building permit.
But most of these are town limits.
Most of them are in town limits.
So how are we going to get the word to the municipalities?
Well, we've got the word to all the municipalities, it seems like, except for one. We get a report monthly from all the towns indicating what permits they've issued and what the permits were issued for. We have clerks who go over those lists, and they cross-check them with county records. If there's no permit issued, we send them a very polite notice that says that you, our records indicate you got a permit from such and such a town, and you are required to get a permit from Sussex County. We give them 30 days to come in and get that permit. If they don't get it, somebody's knocking on our door and we're leaving a violation notice with a fine attached to it. We don't have a problem in 99% of the towns, because in most cases they rely on our assessments. So it's their money as well as ours that's going to be delayed. Milford doesn't rely on our assessments, they do their own. But I can tell you, I've met with the Milford School District a number of times, and they are upset about the delay of getting these things on the records. And they're aware of why the delay is there, and they've expressed that concern in Milford.
So my question again is, if we're doing this just for one town, should we talk to them first?
Well, it's not just for one town. We have violations throughout the county, but we've just had a rash of them because of the increase in development in the Milford area. We've had a rash of them up there in the first 6 months of this year. And the numbers have just skyrocketed because we've had certain developers come in and build 50 and 60 houses without coming to the county.
But basically, they're just not telling people when they get a city milk permit, they need a county. That would
well, that's part of it, but once you tell that developer, and then he goes in and builds 10 more houses, well, he knows he's supposed to have a county permit. So, again, we get back to the incentive. $100, right. He's in New Castle County, he wants to send a runner down here 3 weeks from now to get some permits. They'll go ahead and build and worry about what's $100 on a $400,000 home.
All it takes for them is to put a sign on their counter saying you need to have a county permit, or on their permit to say that. They have known this for 18 years. This has been an issue with them, and they don't do it.
Well, I think in, as far as the developers go, if they have to pay double the permit fee,
they'll do it on their own.
They'll have people down here to get permits, and that's the whole point of this.
I understand.
The fee would not apply to the fire enhancement fee.
No, this would just be the building permit fee.
And you've typically, if someone does not file the building permit, you notify them, and we don't charge the penalty unless
no, we give them 30 days to get in here after we make contact with them initially, with no fines. If they don't respond,
is that going to continue
under this ordinance? That would be my recommendation, yes. We're not out to make people pay money. We're out to make people comply with the law. And we work, you know, I could have spoken before with the building code issue. We work with the public to try to get them to comply. We try to help them. We give them alternatives so that they can comply. It's when they absolutely choose not to that we have no alternative but to take some sort of action.
If you're giving them 30 days after a notice of violation,
I think that's
reasonable.
Thank you. And in towns where the building code and the assessment office or the planning and zoning department is not involved, we'll actually handle the permit for them over the phone. They don't have to come in here. We need certain information in order to do the permit. We figure out what the fee will be. They send us a check, and we put the permit in the mail and send it back to them. So we try to make it as convenient as we can for these people.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Griffin?
Is there anyone else here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this proposed ordinance? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. We'll close the public hearing. Would you like me to read the title?
Yes, sir.
An ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County by amending Article 3, Section 62-10 to increase the late charge for beginning construction prior to obtaining a county building permit.
Make a motion to adopt that ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips to adopt the ordinance before you. Basically doubling fines and worker zones for individuals that build homes and do not obtain county building permits. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Everybody, yes. Mr. Lank.
While Mr. Lank is coming up, the question was raised about money that is left over for grants for the police. Dagsboro has 4,000 left, Georgetown 700, Lowell 3,600, Lewis $33, Ocean View 1,900. Selbyville 348. We will have someone
contact them.
And can Keith contact them?
Yes.
And tell them they have till Friday to get a letter in.
Thank you.
We will honor any letters that we get by Friday.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, Lars.
Robin. Lost a member. Are you in charge, Mr. Dukes?
I guess so.
Go ahead.
I guess till the big dog gets back.
We have four items of old business this morning. We have first is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 162, relating to the number of off-street parking spaces required for multifamily dwellings and townhouses. Last week we sent out a report of the commission that you also received at a previous date. This public hearing was heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 23rd, 2006, whereby they deferred action. On May 25th of 2006, the commission discussed the ordinance under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of the ordinance amendment to amend Chapter 115, Section 162, relating to the number of off-street parking spaces for multifamily dwellings and townhouses, based on the record and with the following recommendation. One, that the words bedroom and efficiency units should be specifically defined in the ordinance or some other method of calculating additional parking spaces above the two spaces per unit shall be used. Two, that the method of reducing parking spaces for projects that have more than 50 or 200 units should be clarified. And three, any space on a project recovered as a result of a reduced number of parking spaces should be utilized as open space only and should not increase the number of residential units used within a project or the commercial space within a project. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application for an ordinance amendment to the council, with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved with a recommendation stated, and that motion carried 5-0. This is the first that the council has heard this recommendation. We have not prepared, since we didn't know what the council's thoughts were in the proposed, number one, specifically that the bedroom and efficiency unit should be specifically defined, or if the council has some other method that you wish to use to apply this ordinance. I don't know whether this is a...
So this is basically...
kind of difficult to say recommend approval of this ordinance without knowing what the council would like to see as far as...
Lawrence, has the staff looked into any of these definitions at this point?
Or you looked at it, but we don't know what... We haven't prepared anything for council because we didn't know what the council directive may be. We didn't know whether the council chose to just reject or whether they would like us to proceed with research on providing for those.
Can I ask a question? Do you feel you can define, you and the staff, define bedrooms? And I mean, come up, do you feel that you can identify this through a definition?
We can do that, because we basically gave it to the council and the commission at the time of the public hearings, and we were using more of Ocean City's definition, for example. We also had some from Virginia Beach.
What were they? I mean, are their definitions sufficient?
Well, we'd like to research them more specifically, right. But we didn't know what the directive of council may be. Whether the council placed it on the agenda, we didn't know whether they were proceeding with thoughts of approval or thoughts of...
My understanding, Dale, when you promoted the Ocean City and different methods that they were using that we were going to pursue and go follow that way, why don't you come back with definitions and we'll see if we don't like them?
Didn't Rick Krauss, from what I understand, I talked to Vince this morning when I read this all over the weekend, is that Vince said that Mr. Krauss had some definitions were pulled up that would be sufficient to be...
We presented them at the public hearing, and it was related to Ocean City and Virginia Beach more specifically. We kind of got away from going to Kansas like we did few months back.
Don't get George started on that.
What would be another method other than like square footage or something?
Well, you can use square footage, but it's difficult to use square footage on a residential use.
Right. Yeah.
Really is.
That's the only difference.
We have mobile home square footage requirements that are greater than a single family home requirement.
I thought
they could, somebody could build a home as small as they can to get it, as long as they meet the building code, they could build it.
I got a suggestion so we just don't ramble on. Why don't we direct the staff to come back and take these three areas and address them with definitions? And then number three, is there a way that you can, because I can remember during the testimony, somebody said, you know, if you reduce the parking, you're going to get more building. And we said, oh, no, we don't want that. So is there also a way to do number three with a
It may be that number three would require an amendment to the ordinance.
Okay.
Because that's something additional.
Well, I would just suggest, and anybody can argue with this if they want, but I would just say go back and keep on topic where we stayed, and then if we don't like it, then we'll change it. But right now it's kind of still open-ended, and we'll start debating
well,
again.
Well, my only question is, I guess, you know, and I, Lawrence, I'm not picking on anybody, you know, that we got these recommendations with no, from P&Z, from the commission, and they didn't give us anything, which should have been
well,
in
it's a recommendation without a recommendation.
That's what I'm saying. And I said, I think that's kind of, you know, I mean, I think that's shorthanded on their behalf as far as...
I got an idea. That group was here earlier with Odyssey of the Mind. Why don't we give it that
them?
Problem to them?
That little girl from Lord Baltimore?
Little girl from Lord Baltimore, and see what kind of solution they got. Dale, would you go for that? She is from my district now. You got to be careful.
I'd like to see that skit.
I think it'd be called Dog and Pony Show.
No, I don't know. It might be. I don't know. They might get creative.
Well, what I brought before council is what I got from the commission.
I understand and that, and I asked Vince, and Vince gave me the.
You can only do what you can do.
Well, I'm not
their motion. No, no, you aren't. I'm just saying that's their motion. That's all I can bring to you, other than. We need a direction from council to know which way you wanted to go, because I didn't know. As
they're
I said,
allowing this to move forward. In essence.
They're allowing the council to move forward.
Yeah. So is the council in a position to give thought to that and maybe come up with a solution, or do we just want to throw it back at P&Z?
I think it's P&Z's job to give us the recommendations. So I'd say let's let them go back and give us the definitions. If we don't like them, then we change or do something.
I think it's, I think if they made these recommendations, if they made these statements, then why didn't they send recommendations with them or their thoughts?
Well, I think they're pointing out that there's, you know, one or two aspects of this that still are gray. And rather than them killing the ordinance because they couldn't come to a consensus,
right,
they said, you guys are getting paid the big bucks up there. Why don't you just figure out these minor aspects? Otherwise, it's a good ordinance.
This was their concerns. These,
right.
These three concerns.
I got a suggestion. Why don't we forget the P&Z commission and ask the staff, Lawrence and Rich to come up with, and then we work from there, and then we don't need to go back to P&Z commission. We can just get their definition.
It indicated to me when I talked to Vince this morning, because I had some concerns when I saw this. I said, well, where's, if they got these concerns, then that's kind of, you know, telling you half the story, for lack of a better word.
Why don't we let our professional staff address these issues for the commission and us?
The commission approved it. It's box in our.
I know, but
Lawrence, while we're here, have you some thoughts that you could share with us with respect to these?
No, we have definition of both bedroom and efficiency. We might want to tweak them a little bit. Maybe Rick has, because he's dealt with Vince on the ordinance. But I haven't been involved directly.
We're pretty close as it is.
It's close to where it is. The method of the reducing parking spaces where projects should be clarified. I need to talk to Rick specifically about what he's heard from the commissioner, if he heard anything, or if he's talked to Vince about it, I'm not sure. The last item on the, to me, just reading it, sounds to me like it may be an additional ordinance about to be created to do number three, because it's something different than what was in the ordinance totally. The ordinance doesn't relate to it.
Motion.
I would need to see Vince and Jim both about that.
I guess I guess as everybody, you know, I know this thing's been, we've been how long, months and months and months doing this, and we got shaken down to this, is that, you know, is the concern, apparently the concerns of council are the concerns, to look at suggestions of P&Z's suggestions. Is that correct? Or?
Well, let's ask our legal staff, if we were to pass this ordinance based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
What's that?
Is it in a form that you can create the appropriate code language?
Well, if you pass an ordinance, that becomes the code language.
Right.
Well, how do you address within the recommendation these gray areas?
Can't
just
do
leave
it.
Them out.
If we pass, if we make a motion.
It refers back to existing code.
Better not to have a gray area in there.
If we make a motion, we adopt what we have in front of us without the recommendation.
We have nothing in front of us.
You have a code in front. You have a you have an ordinance already drafted.
They raised a concern about one aspect of it.
But I understand that.
I don't know how you can number three, really, when I read that, I read it two or three times, and it, how do you project what would have been if the ordinance now says we change the ordinance to make it less, then someone coming in with a new subdivision designs it as two units? You know, I think that's very vague. I think we should defer on this, give it back to staff, because they've made their recommendation. They've closed their public hearing, and they had three concerns, and they've listed them out here. And I think we should give it back to staff to let them look at it and bring it back to us within a month. I think we need to get this thing.
2 weeks.
Well, the one thing on number three, Dale, is that the commission is looking at revised site plans coming back. Not new. New projects would conform to the ordinance, but revised site plans could come in where they would be
okay.
Reducing from three to two, and then they're thinking they're going to get
they
more
could
units.
Come back and revise it.
Right.
That's okay. What, and that's Dale, they also, I think the guy who was up there, you can basically take the old definition and use it to calculate what would have been, you know, with the requirements for a parking place and all this other, what it would have been, and then what they do is then realize what the buildable area is and just do the calculations for this and
but
just say...
What
this
you
is
just
still
said
your
is not said in three here. That needs to be defined, because I can see somebody coming back with a plan and said, "I'm going to now build this to the new requirements of the ordinance."
Right. You get a couple more
three
units.
Three is to me
and increase density, and that's
divisions.
Yeah.
But we talked about that at the public hearing.
I make a motion that we defer on this, giving our staff opportunity to come back with the concerns. And I think Mr. Lang is very much aware of the three concerns we just discussed. That planning zoning kicked back to us. And bring it back. You want to bring it back?
Well, whenever he's ready. No sense rushing.
You said a month. That's fine.
Sometime between now and the end of July.
Is that right?
Between now and the end of July.
That's the next meeting.
Yeah, I could meet
before Stickles leaves.
Meet 18th, I think. Before November 2nd.
Yes, thank you.
Before November 2nd.
We want as much on the table before November 2nd as we can.
Now, before the end of July.
Motion, Mr. Dukes, to defer until. With these three items, so allow staff to come back before the end of July. Do we have a second? Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to defer. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I'm voting on you.
Defer until lunch, come back.
Where's that kid from Lord Baltimore?
Next item.
Second item was conditional use number.